And once again, checking in with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology Education Center. Kimberly, we're into June now.
I know. Wham.
This
calendar just keeps flying by.
Yeah, lots of different things going on, but time does not stand still. So for the month of June, I really like this topic. Three powerful words. I am sorry. Nine essential ingredients of a true apology. Those three words can be difficult to say sometimes.
They sure can. And what we're going to be talking about this month is the importance of a helpful apology. And the reason that I picked this topic is we're spending way, way more time with our families than ever before, and not necessarily under the best of conditions. So as we continue to work through the pandemic, I just want families to know that there are nine rules to do a really good apology.
Okay, this will be good. Yes, sometimes when you're in close quarters together, tensions may rise a little bit.
Exactly.
So
yes, we call them regrettable incidents, Mike.
Oh, that's a good way to describe it. So nine essential ingredients of a true apology. We're going to cover off a first couple of them for today.
Yes. So this is based on a wonderful book by Harriet Lerner, and it is number one, a true apology does not include the word but. So Mike, I'm sorry, but you know, you shouldn't have interrupted me and used that disrespectful tone.
Totally. I used to think of that as a half apology, but it's really a zero apology.
Exactly. So just so we all are clear, but automatically cancels out an apology and nearly always introduces a criticism or excuse.
Putting it back on the person there. Yeah, totally.
Rule number two, a true apology keeps the focus on your actions, not on the other person's response. So if I say, I'm sorry that you felt hurt by what I said at the party last night, Mike, that's not an apology. But if I said, I'm sorry about what I said at the party last night, it was insensitive and uncalled for.
Makes total sense. Yeah, you got to own that apology.
Exactly. So right. That's our two rules. More to come in the weeks ahead.
This is a good topic because, many people struggle with that. I am sorry. And if you're going to apologize, you better do it properly. I like that. Of course, every week we give a chance for you to win a free consultation with Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Kimberly, for those that don't know, what does that actually entail?
Well, that is an opportunity to actually come in and meet with one of our psychologists and talk about any concerns that you may have for yourself or a family member, and then get a clear plan of action of what service option might be best suited to meet those needs in your family.
Okay, sounds good. I know a lot of families could use that. So you can call right now, 403-276-8888. Kimberly, we'll go with caller number
two.
Caller number two, 403-276-8888. I guess we should also point out, if you would like to contact Kimberly and her team, you can go through the website, eckertcenter.com.
Perfect. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Kimberly. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.